Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Castro and the rest of the gang on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Ubuntu. We also checked out Lekker Oldie, Gaza and King Titty, Back Then the Dog.
Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
That's right. Every single Monday around this time, we check in with you. Because you listen to us while at the office, you listen to us while you're making those stress calls, you listen to us while making decisions for 400 people, mm-hmm. because you are just the manager.
You're in charge. Yes. It is you. They call for when they say, can I speak to?
One such person that people call is Nicole, who is an employment supervisor at Duvies. I hope I'm pronouncing it as
Duvies. Yes.
Okay, cool. Moro Nicole.
Hi, good morning, Fresh FM. Hi, listeners.
Good morning, Queen. How are you doing today?
Yo, it's Monday, guys. You know how Monday gets, but I'm doing splendid. Hey, I had a very good weekend, so it's Monday and Monday's happening, so yeah.
Doing
good. How are you?
Lovely.
Borderline, you actually did not want Monday to come around because the weekend was so good.
No, but I mean, a woman's got to make her money.
Come on, listen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Where we're at right now.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. Now,
who's going to buy us the $3,000 cosmetics we need on a monthly if we don't make our own bag? Do you get?
It's true. 3 days in rand,
Shekwan. This need to pay for.
I promise you, it is really that expensive.
Yo.
Yeah.
But also, it's not to say that it's a $3,000 every month.
Yeah.
Because that's like buying in bulk. Yeah.
Okay.
3 for 2 type of situations. But anyway, Nicole, that's not what we called you, honey.
Nicole, you are an employment supervisor at Duvies. What does that mean? What does your job entail?
Okay, so basically what I do as an employment supervisor is the following. So when you come to me and you tell me that, no, I work for Fresh FM because we have loan entities, such as Janil, Pioneer Finance, and so many other. Mm-hmm. We have 9 entities.
Yeah.
So basically when you come and you're applying for a loan by one of my entities, I ensure that when you tell me you're working for Fresh FM, I call Fresh FM and I ask Fresh FM, I do employment confirmation to confirm with your HR manager or supervisor that you do work there. And then if you do or you don't, then from there your application is forwarded and I ensure that everything within the employment within my department, I make sure that it flows properly, in the sense of we have Fresh FM number, we have Standard Bank's number, I know Standard Bank's HR, so basically that's what I do. When I stop your application, then I'm sorry, you're not getting that loan.
But check this out. Is it you that delivers the bad news or the front stuff?
Gotta be the front stuff.
It has to be the front stuff. I mean, I'm not gonna tell people that you ain't getting my money. So yeah.
and I love the fact that she's saying my money. And if you come to one of my entities, it's like she has internalized it and they say, nah. I'm taking pride in my job.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Love it.
I love my job so much.
Now, Nicole, what's you guys' beef with freelancers? Why don't you want to borrow freelancers' money?
No. We have no beef with freelancers. The thing is, you know, we need to make sure before we borrow any and everybody, you know, money is a serious game, you know.
Mm.
I mean, this is a game that we're not going to play left-sided or whatsoever. We need to make sure that whoever we give money to, we're going to get our money back.
Yeah.
A freelancer today, they have something. Tomorrow, they have nothing. On what grounds do I stand to say that, no, this person is going to bring back my money every day? Let me use government employees. I know that they are permanently employed in government. If on contract, I still know when this contract is going to expire. So I know in that way I do get my money back. But if I do with Shaquan, she's a freelancer. I mean...
But you know me, Moss.
Come on, we know where to find her.
I know you've got an exciting job. I promise you. Can you imagine if your ex comes and applies for a loan there?
Hey, I would decline.
Come on, even if it's come up for his wedding or something.
Because you have to specify the reasoning, Ms. Nicole.
No, you know Prudence from ShopRite, the one that calls declined. That one is needed. So yeah.
Oh man,
but
the conditions behind the job,
so,
I promise you.
But what do you love the most about your job? Sorry, partner.
The thing that I love the most about my job is actually being able to help people and, you know, just to, because I know how it gets when you need something at that point and nobody's able to help you. And you go to a place and you now putting all your faith in that place. So when I do an employment confirmation and somebody actually says that, no, this person actually does their work here, they are permanently employed. And then I have that feeling of employment confirmation done, employment confirmed, recording uploaded. And then I feel so good because now I know this person might actually get that loan. So
And literally affecting someone's life positively even. Are you the meeting loving colleague or you hate meetings?
Yes, I love meetings and I hate meetings. It's a love-hate relationship.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we have to do, you know.
I want to know, actually, speaking of meetings, hey, like when do you know that it's fight energy on email? Do you know what I mean? And how do you handle those type of situations?
Is it okay if I say I don't want to comment?
Oh, okay. I understand what you mean, yeah.
Because you must be the supervisor, must. Now you're on radio giving things away.
Exactly.
But let me ask you a random question, Nicole, moving away from your work. Random question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my conversations, either with my bestie or even my girl or, you know, even my daughter, going to the salon can either go very well or it can either be very bad.
Yeah.
Nicole, what was your worst ever salon experience?
My worst ever salon experience is going to the salon, guys. And you had a specific hairstyle in mind. And now you go to the salon and you always go to that same salon. And then somebody does your hair and it actually comes out good. But that specific day, your hairdresser is not in. So you entrust your hair with somebody else.
Yeah.
And then when you did the hair, when you were done, the hair was giving Zimbabwe. I couldn't. The evening I had to go remove it because
it's not even about removing this, because you're now also contemplating, should I remove or not? Because I don't have money. We don't have money just laying around to go do hair. Now you must go buy places and
places. Because here's the thing also, Nicole, right? Removing is another process. So you see 2-3 more hours, right?
Yeah, this happened to me a couple of weeks ago. That's why I have this hairstyle that I absolutely hate. I just didn't have money to go do my hair again. You know what? She was busy, ne? I get glad to take it as a flop story, Mike. Say next, like next said,
because the thing is, like, and for funny enough, Nicole, in that moment, they will eat saying, but it's like you don't even have the crack anymore. Like, you just sit there, man, like, okay. You just hope for the best.
It's just unfair, brah. But it says, brah.
You are defeated. You are defeated, my dear.
Nicole, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you. Wish you all the best with your job. By the way, what's your ambition? Do you want more? Do you want to manage the whole group? Or do you want to buy it? Or do you have another plan?
Yeah, what are we aiming for?
Yeah, what are you aiming for?
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Danny Meyer. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's the owner of SMEs Compete.
Okay.
I'm also a business owner, and my business was doing very good until I actually lost my I lost my glow or something. But it was just one of those hectic things in my life that I was going through, because I'm a married woman. But you know how life can get to a person. And you know that your personal life really affects how you do things, you know, in your overall life. So I want to give a shout out to Mr. Danny Meyer, because he's one of those people that no matter what you go through, he always tells us, don't let it get you down. Mm. Don't let your circumstances get the best of you. And my ambition is to one day really just sit there and be able to.
Did we lose her?
Nicole? Okay, I'll see Nicole's. No, we need to get that last part.
We need to get that last part. Yeah,
let's just really get hold of Nicole again. So Danny Meyer, you know, I've heard of SME Compete itself from many, many people.
Mm.
They incubate SMEs, they incubate entrepreneurs, they walk them through the little nitty-gritties and so on. Nicole, sorry about that. We lost you there for a bit. You said Danny Meyer, but you also mentioned your ambition.
Yeah, so I want my company to be a big company. It should be a big thing. So I'm hoping, because I have 2 children and I really want to inspire them. I want them to be like, oh, mommy really made it this far and now we're going to make it because of her. You know, so
that is what I'm
about. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. Thank you so much, Nicole. We appreciate you. Send a shout out to everybody at Doobies and stay cool, but don't freeze.
Yeah.
I will do so.
Thank
you, Sam. I really appreciate that you guys called me. So have a good day.
All right,
cheers. Stick around when we get back. We will call it quits and get ready for this Monday properly.
Is your business maximizing its return on surplus cash?